you tell him that Han Solo just stole back the Millennium Falcon?
This is a Millennium Falcon. You're Han Solo.
Han Solo, the Rebellion General?
No, the smuggler.
Wasn't he a war hero?
This is a ship that made the Kessel Run in 14 parsecs.
12!
Welcome to the 6th installment of the Millennium Condor X-Wing Lore Master Quiz, where you can follow the trail of dismembered podcast host challengees and mandatory opponent left behind in the wake of one man. Weirdly enough, the contenders keep pouring at the gates of the slaughterhouse for a chance at this desired and meaningful title, only to be masticated and spit out like an unwanted booger by the one legitimately wearing all of the medals, the one brandishing high his title, the one called the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated. I am your show host, Bruno Lavigueur, also known as the scripting, producing, directing, hosting, editing, and managing Condor. Or you can do as the intern staff and sum that to asshole. As usual, I am joined by our flavor commentator and senior intern judge, Peter Lavoie-Mascotte.
That's me.
Peter, in light of your recent performance and considering the amount of fan mail addressed to you that the recycling department just received, I wanted to tell you to keep up the good work. It seemed that all of my good counseling and coaching has been fruitful. Some people might like what you do, Peter.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, let's not linger on your fleeting and temporary fame, Peter.
Okay.
You still have a job to do. Because tonight, the champion is not taking on some random and ill-advised lesser podcast host. He is facing the host of the mother of all podcasts.
Way to throw shade.
The host of the podcast that all other personality challenge podcasts dumbly repeat, copy, quote, mention, and try to make it sound like they are best friends. Peter, you managed to meet this significant individual during his daily training session at Muscle Beach. Let's hear it.
Hello, Mr. Farmer, sir. Thank you for finding time to meet with a humble senior intern like myself. He didn't write senior in the script, but I'm adding it. Bruno's script says he must say something now, Ryan.
What are you doing messing up my swell? I'm getting my swell on. Who are you? Get out of here.
Apologies, Mr. Farmer, sir, but as the host of the most successful podcast and still surfing on the mega success that was the Minock Open, what step have you taken to warrant that with what will ensue tonight will not forever lessen or tarnish your image and reputation? I should be the one writing these, not Bruno. But
who are you? You peasant talking to me and my significant reputation and clout. I don't need any peasant telling me what to say.
I'm sorry, Mr. Farmer, sir, but with the immense resources, staff, and occult powers at your disposal, do you think that this fight might be unfair? Can we compare you to the Ivan Drago, with all the might of the USSR backing him, facing the unprepared and overconfident Apollo Creed?
You know what? I don't believe in communism. I believe that who are you? I'm over here just lifting these weights, and I guarantee that I can lift more weights than my opponent, and that's what really matters.
Sir, Mr. Farmer, sir, once you dispose of this old, wounded, and broken champion with all of your fandom powers, do you intend on keeping him around as a consultant?
I will keep him around as a spotter so that he can make sure that the immense weight that I'm lifting doesn't fall on me, but he'll find himself so bored with how amazing I am at lifting weights that he himself will wish that he had won this competition.
One last thing, Mr. Farmer, sir, except I can read the script and I know this isn't the last one. Is it true that you hold a grudge against French Canadians?
Listen, French Canadians, they're fine, except when they come into my neck of the woods and order a $400 meal and then don't tip the waitresses because we should be a better business.
Fair enough. Anything you would like to say to your trillions of fans before getting down to business?
I'd like to say hello and welcome everyone to this Lore Master Challenge. Get ready, the Zach Matthews Carolina Crates podcast, because you don't know what's about to happen. And neither do I.
Thank you, Mr. Farmer, sir, and good luck for tonight.
Now get off my beach.
All right, hello, champion. Thank you for welcoming me into your new and improved lair.
Yes.
Can you tell me more about this facility?
Well, it's built right in the heart of the frozen tundra, you know, in the middle of the icy nowhere, where aquatic mammals come to die. Just here, squatting three plates is my warm-up.
Interesting. You had to suffer the consequences of your actions, but showed everyone your magnificence by winning the last quiz with the smallest margin in the history of the quiz. What are your takeaways from this experience?
So those points were extra. Clearly didn't need them. And also, everything that made me good at first edition lore master quizzing has made me bad at second edition lore master quizzing. Because instead of buying everything and looking at it because I had money and was lonely, now I have no money but have friends. So I don't look at everything that I buy anymore. Or buy all of it.
So you've kept away from the turmoil of celebrity and the bad influence of vile and vanquished individuals since the last quiz. In what form did your epiphany come to you?
I mean, Chris Sheriff is like my favoriteest person in the world, but also I almost lost, so that was kind of scary.
On a more tactical note, did you follow your usual method when choosing the challenge, Mr. Farmer, sir?
Yeah, YOLO. It's worked so far.
Okay, yeah, that's a good...
Get someone on here that I can deal with, that I like dealing with, and go from there.
Do you have any apprehensions concerning tonight's confrontation?
Yes.
Thank you, Lore Master, for your wisdom, and God luck for tonight. Typo.
Thank you, Peter. Once again, you've proved the whole world that you can read properly. What do you make of this sweet voice Hollywood pretty face? Can he be a threat without his trusty dragon sidekick by his side?
I don't know what that means, but I hope so.
Whatever your comment was, I did not hear it because I am mesmerized at the sight of this approaching X-Wing beautiful half-god.
Known as the Butcher of Foreign Names, he holds a record for the longest tournament list reading sequence without flinching. His legendary patience and hosting skill allows him, episode after episode, to contain and manage his co-host's constant eruptions and ramblings. He was identified by NASA as the fool who started the singing trend in lesser podcasts. Ryan Farmer.
Welcome to the Lore Master Quiz, Mr. Farmer, sir.
I've never been more honored to be on anything. Even my own honorable mention podcast.
Mr. Farmer, sir, you stepped out of the protection of the Minot podcast territory to enter an unforgiving and cruel arena where its alternate reality may be unclear and unfair. That is very courageous of you. Were you counseled against it by your lawyers, mentors, and image makers?
I believe all of my legal counsel told me this was an ill-advised venture that was doomed to be nothing but negative publicity. However, I chose to not believe them.
Mr. Farmer, sir, during the pre-fight communication, you seemed unsure and even scared of the outcome of tonight's challenge. How do you feel now?
I think that all of those things are accurate, and I'm still unsure and scared of what's about to happen. But I can guarantee this, listeners at home, I always give 100% in every competition. And this competition will be no different. You'll get my very best of what I am at this current moment, having not studied at all whatsoever for this.
Wow. Oh, it seems it's your last chance to fix your hair and check your breath, because here comes your judgment.
Ooh.
From Wisconsin, shouting truth across the internet, you'll hear it before you see him. The Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated Zach Matthews Invitational Champ Carolina Crates podcast, The Zach Matthews.
Welcome back, champion.
Thank you.
You are looking good. Is it that avocado and pretzel diet you told me about?
No, it's all the beer. It's just, I've replaced most of my meals with beer.
Nice.
Oh, actually, you know what? There is an 18-inch tall Atlas Titan model behind me, which normally isn't there. That could be the difference.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Tonight, we will witness a clash between the most influential podcast and the most derisive and irreverent podcast in North America. What kind of aftermath do you foresee for the podcasting community after this? None. None's a good answer.
Oh, that's my question.
Yes.
I think we're going to have to shut it down forever. No more podcasts after this.
None so ever. No podcasts.
None. Nope. Shut them all down.
The loser has to shut down their podcast.
Oh my God.
The quest for zero listeners is complete. I mean, I already got rid of half the editions after last win. I guess we can get rid of half the podcast.
Fair.
Now, a word of warning. We at the X-Wing Lore Master Quiz proud ourselves with our unreproachable...
God damn it. Unreproachable, is it too hard for you to say? Learn to articulate the proper language before you venture into hosting a podcast. For Christ's sakes.
Unreproachable ethics. Even if we all know that the stakes are high and that existence are forever changed after participating in the X-Wing Lore Master Quiz, we expect the same rigorous honesty and ethic from the participant. This is why the Lore Master justice is swift and merciless. Consequently, if you are caught or even strongly suspected of cheating, it will rain monstrous pain on every woman in a 10-mile radius around you. Every female being, might it be human, animal, insect, or extraterrestrial, you will come in contact with will be at the 10 times amplified peak of their monstrous craziness, and they will let it all out on you.
Jesus Christ, bro.
For the rest of your now suicidal life. Of course, this is added to the previous warnings. Oozing micro penises finger, turning everything you touch to shit, impotence, bad breath, having to shit through your mouth, aura of withering around you, and so on and so forth. Let's not forget the worst of all, throwing blanks in every aspect of your ridiculed life. You need to ask yourself, is it worth it? Is that clear, gentlemen?
So, no cheating.
Holy banana. Great deduction skills right there. You will do great on the Lore Master Quiz, Mr. Farmer, sir.
Ryan Farmer.
Yes, sir.
On your good looks and in the name of the Minox Squadron podcast, do you unconditionally accept these conditions?
I unconditionally accept these conditions.
The Zach Matthews, on your honor and in the name of the Carolina Crates podcast, do you unconditionally accept these conditions?
I do, as always.
There is one last warning that the Lore Master Menthol Elf Department wants to address to Mr. Farmer before we move on.
Okay.
No singing in any form will be tolerated on this quiz.
No singing? This is outrageous.
You will be awarded one negative point for each artistic urges and or brain seizure that might push you to sing.
Only minus 1 point?
Each time.
Each time. I will keep that penalty under consideration. Much like a fine in the NFL for a celebration. Perhaps this will not be a song-free episode.
But we want to help you. So we allow you a whole minute right now to evacuate any singing you have in you.
To erupt, even.
Make the most of it.
1 minute.
Yes. And you won't get a second chance. Go ahead, purge yourself. Go. Sing.
On the day we arrived on this podcast, blinking, stepping into the quiz, there are more answers to be seen than can ever be seen, more to guess than can ever be guessed.
Okay, since my nose is bleeding and my left eyes doesn't see anymore, I need to stop you.
Damn, you were ready with that shit.
I literally just made that up.
That was actually pretty good for just made up.
We now move on to the pre-fight analysis.
It's the circle!
Fuck.
You are lucky that the points are not yet up. Peter, now that we got the legal stuff out of the way, your prediction for what's to come, please.
You mispronouncing things.
It is now time to see if the sayings are true. Would it be the crates on top of a screaming and struggling Minoc, or the other way around?
Are you the next Ace of Legend? Sign up with the Imperial Flight School today. Explore the galaxy. Protect the peace. To learn more, search Inland Empire Races wherever you consume your podcast media. Only through you can the Empire thrive.
We are now back for round one. Mr. Farmer, sir, since you are the contender, you will be the first to go up.
Okay.
The first question is the warm-up question.
Oh boy.
Ryan.
Yes.
Who is and what is the squad point cost of Spectre 4?
Spectre 4 is Ezra Bridger, and that squad point cost is he's in multiple ships, I guess, so maybe like 42.
Okay, I forgot to mention that you have like 5 seconds to answer.
Oh, do I? I'm sorry.
It's okay, you didn't know.
Yes, 5 seconds.
All right. So,
either way, you got it wrong. So, Zach, you want to try something?
Perfect.
Is it Sabine Wren at 38?
No, it's Zeb Aurelius in the TIE Fighter for 26.
What if he had been in the attack shuttle, though?
Well, that was not my question.
Okay. That's fair. Wait, can I ask a quick question? What's his subtitle in the attack shuttle then, if he's not Spectre 4?
Let's move on.
Okay. Sorry, my urge to host took over.
That's a good call, Farmer. Just fight him the whole way through.
Zach.
Yes, I'm ready.
The Black Squadron Scout pilots are assigned to which type of spaceship? And I want the whole name.
Imperial class Star Destroyers?
Ryan, you want to try to steal that?
The TIE Striker?
Judge!
Yeah, that's good enough.
Yeah, I said the whole name.
Wait, what is it? Is it the TIE... Oh, God, the TIE SK Striker? Is that what it is now?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, I don't know why you're calling in the judge when there's no points on the line here.
Why there's no point?
These are the warm-ups.
Warm-up questions. These are warm-ups. They don't mean anything, right?
No.
Holy TLT. Talk about miscommunication. Let's see how you will fancy talk yourself out of this one when all hell break loose.
No. When I say warm-up, I mean they are easy.
So that one threw me off because when you said assigned...
Okay, so
you said assigned to this spaceship...
Mm-hmm.
The TIE Striker is an atmospheric craft incapable of hyperspace travel.
That's fair. That's a good point.
Intermittently it goes into space. So when you said spaceship, I was like, they're not gonna fly them in space on their own.
That's a real good point there.
So that means you can't play them on the Starfield map.
I mean, they're capable of it, but I mean,
and so because assigned to, at least in the English language, like from a military standpoint, actually means like a Star Destroyer will have so many squadrons assigned to it of different types of ships.
That's right. You bully the host, Zach. You bully him.
what would have been the right word then?
Well, it wouldn't have been spacecraft. It would have been vessel, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. It would have been Black Squadron Scout is the name of what kind of spacecraft.
But you're saying it's not a spacecraft.
Well, what kind of craft? Because when you said assigned to and spacecraft, I was like, oh, duh, because it's not...
I wanted to mean that the pilot, the scouts of the Black Squadron are assigned a type of ship.
Yeah, I guess. Right?
They fly the TIE SK Striker. The scout unit fly that ship. That's what I meant.
That's how I interpreted it.
Yeah, you guys are giving me flashbacks to my parents splitting up.
Let's just say I got the question. I think that was good.
Yes, I think it was good. So you got half a point because you stole from Zach.
Boom.
My own idiosyncrasy.
One fourth of the way towards my goal.
I knew the answer too hard, damn it.
Round two, Ryan.
Oh, me.
Correct the following statement from Tour Finnear's pilot card.
Okay.
After you perform an attack, you may perform a boost or lock action if you are stressed.
I believe it's a boost or barrel roll action.
Judge? It's incomplete.
It's incomplete, but...
It's incomplete and unclear because
it said this or that.
Wait, I'm sorry. Maybe I parsed it wrong. I thought it...
this is going to be so complicated.
The target lock...
Ryan Farmer, aren't you a host? You should be good at communication, no?
I'm sorry. I thought you wanted me to fix it, right? So I was taking out the part that was... It's like...
Okay, I want you to repeat the right sentence. Where are my mistake? After you perform an attack, you may perform a boost or lock action if you are stressed.
It's get rid of lock and it's... I believe it's even if you are stressed. And it's barrel roll or lock. I think.
You said something and it's contraire in the same phrase.
Oh, no, sorry. Barrel
roll
or boost.
You said get rid of luck and it's luck.
Barrel roll or boost.
How many guesses does he get?
I don't know.
There's no target lock. It's barrel roll or boost even if you're stressed. That's my final
answer.
God damn
it. This is question three, first of round two, and it's already a void because you can't answer this question.
Go with the first thing I said.
Okay, no.
Judge.
Okay, let's give him...
Disqualify this guy because...
Jesus.
Give him 2/3 for his first answer. Because he missed the even on the first one through. Oh. So.
Okay, Zach doesn't have a chance to steal that.
Yeah, I don't know. You make me the judge and then you question my answer.
Peter, you were supposed to have my back on this one. You weren't supposed to pull a replacement judge.
Yeah, there's still a lot of quiz to
okay,
go.
Zach.
All right, I'm ready.
What is the pilot ability of the Fortune Seeker in the M3A Interceptor?
After you attack or defend, if all your dice are the same symbol, you may add a matching symbol to your results.
No. Ryan.
Man, that was pretty good, Zach. While you defend or perform an attack, after you roll...
You're both way off. I'm just going to stop you right there.
So it's not Sunny Bounder.
It's not Sunny Bounder?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, good. We're both wrong. Keeping the lead.
The answer was, at the start of the engagement phase, you may gain one disarm token to recover one charge on one of your equipped upgrades.
Oh, geez. Is it Jass?
Yeah, it's Quinn Jass. It's Quinn Jass.
Oh, geez.
I would not have guessed
me
that.
Me either. No,
I was like, Fortune Seeker, Sunny Bounder.
I thought for
easy.
Sure it was Sunny Bounder because she's a racer. Jeez.
Round three, Ryan Farmer.
That's me.
What is the point cost of Sunny Bounder, best pilot in the game, according to our source in Colorado?
Oh, no. 26 points. No. Okay, yeah, whatever. 26 points. It's fine.
Zach.
30 points.
Oof.
31.
Ah.
Ooh.
Zach.
Yep.
Who is and what is the squad point of the Wookiee Chief?
That would be Wolfaro at 57 points.
Judge, ooh. Do we go to Ryan?
I want to guess if he's wrong. Let me guess. Is he wrong? I don't know. Are you wrong?
Judge.
Yes. Yeah, he got half of it.
Okay, Ryan for half a half.
Oh, which half?
I don't know.
Wolfaro, 56 points. That's what I go with.
Oh, yes. That's it. So it's 0.5 for Zach and 0.25 for Ryan.
Hey, I made it on the board.
Zach, the only reason that I guessed 56 was that...
Because they sold it. They're like, oh, you were so close.
That's the only reason, because they sold it. It was a 50-50 to go 56.
So you had to go to 57. So yeah,
it was 58 or 56.
To be fair, neither of you actually got his name right, but like, it's close
Wolf,
enough.
Wolfaro? Is that, what is it? Wolf?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, there's another. The second W is clearly silent.
Round four. Mr. Farmer, sir.
Yes.
The Galactic Empire can count on how many ship models with a 3-attack dice forward arc?
A 3-attack dice forward arc? 5.
Zach Matthew.
4.
No. It's 6.
The answer is 6.
6? Oh. Wow, what are they?
The Lambda Shuttle, the TIE Interceptor, the TIE Reaper, the TIE D Defender, the TIE Phantom, the TIE Striker.
Ah, boo.
Zach?
Yes?
Which ships are shared between factions?
The Z-95, the Millennium Falcon, and the Y-Wing, and the TIE Fighter.
Oh man, that was pretty good.
Yes. That is right, Peter.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good question.
Full point.
Good job, Zach.
You scared me. I was like, no!
Because when I did my research...
Because Bruno forgot to put one on
there. Yeah, the Falcon wasn't there because in my research, I guess the site wasn't up to date. But you were right.
That's correct, Zach. Good work. I would have forgotten the Falcon, so better man got that question.
It's going to be in 3 factions now?
Yeah.
Round 5. Ryan Farmer.
Me.
From the Minox Squadron podcast. When squad building with an ARC 170, what are the upgrade slots available to you?
Oh, crew, mod, and maybe, Astromech crew mod. Damn it.
Okay, Zach, you want to complete that?
Crew, Astromech, Gunner, mod. I don't believe any have an EPT. So, and torpedo.
All right, so you are both incomplete. It is crew, gunner, torpedo, modification, astromech, and talent.
Oh, I should know Nora has a talent. I've been playing Nora. Why did I forget that she has a talent?
I forgot that second crew is a gunner. I forgot the slot name. This is stupid.
Yeah, you're like crew. Because our boy Josh Holt took Luke Gunner to Coruscant.
Luke Gunner, but I forgot. Well, I'm counting like people. I'm like, okay, you can fit two people in there. I was under pressure, man.
So, Peter.
Yes.
How many points for Ryan and how many points for Zach?
Ryan gets half points.
I said...
Yeah, you said mod, astromech, and crew. You said crew twice, but whatever. That's 3 out of 6, so that's half. And then Zach would get, oh my god, this is complicated, a fifth of half? You have a calculator?
A fifth of half?
No, he got gunner, torp, and
He added gunner and torpedo, but talents, no, he did not tell.
Point five. Mr. Farmer, sir. We, at the Law Master Quiz, understand that you are a prominent podcast host, and you might think that you are entitled to some liberties with the staff. But at this point, you need to let go. Please, let this lesser and pathetic podcast crew do their job. How are they to improve if you won't let them screw up? Sit back and enjoy the ride, man.
Or 0.25 because it's a steal, right?
Farmer, what the fuck did I just say?
Yep.
Yeah, it's half point. Yep.
I'll take it. No complaints.
Brad.
Okay.
0.25.
This is so hard. Oh my god.
Zach.
Yes.
What do you need to do if you want to play a TIE Defender equipped with the Afterburner modification?
You need to be playing Quick Build.
And? Be a bit more precise.
Oh, and select the Delta Squadron pilot.
Ryan, you want to complete that?
You want to select the Delta Squadron pilot or Rexler Brath Quick Build? I don't know. I literally have no idea.
So, it's a half point for Zach, because it is to play Countess Ryad as a threat level 4 TIE Defender.
Nice. I didn't even know. Oh, man, I haven't even looked through that threat level sheet. Good question.
First intermission analysis. After 5 intelligence insulting X-Wing questions, the score is 1.91 for the space worm intestinal parasite. And 2.25 for the Tatooine carnivorous reptile. Peter, what got your attention during this first exchange of brutalities?
Probably trying to figure out who's the parasite and who's the reptile.
A Minok is a worm intestinal parasite.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the crate is the Tatooine carnivorous reptile.
Oh, okay.
Don't you know anything?
No, apparently not. You saw me in the quiz.
Which direction do you think the rest of the fight will go, Peter? Will we relive the gore-filled bloodbath of the quiz against Gordon Berg? Or the unsustainable tension and anxiety imposed by Chris Sheriff's performance?
It's pretty close. I've seen people do much worse than this at this point. I think it's going to be pretty close.
All right, so be prepared, Peter. We will continue right after this.
Have you always dreamed of visiting the Forest Moon of Endor? Now, you can make that dream a reality. Join Endor Adventure Travel in partnership with the Shuttle Tidarium for a vacation experience like no other. Visit rustic treetop villages where you will mingle with friendly Ewok natives.
Goopa noopa.
Join our Ewok hosts as they pamper and prepare you for a traditional feast. You will be the center of the culinary experience.
Yep.
Culinary experiences may vary. Guests are responsible for their own safety on the Forest Moon of Endor. EAT is not responsible for the behavior of Ewok hosts, including but not limited to theft, assault, kidnapping, or cannibalism. All sales fine. Don't let this unique cultural and culinary experience slip through your fingers. Make your reservation today.
We are back for round 6. Ryan Farmer,
That's me.
How many new ships will be released as part of Wave 3?
How many new ships?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ships.
Yes.
Correct.
Woo! Woo!
It is the Sith Infiltrator, the Vulture-class droid fighter, the Delta 7 Ever Sprite.
Nice.
The V-19 Torrent, and the customized Belbulab 22 Starfighter.
The belly rub, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Bulbasaur.
I like Bulbasaur. I might back your play, Zach. It's pretty good.
Zach.
Yes.
What is the stats line of Darth Maul in the Sith Infiltrator?
3 attack dice, 1 agility, 8 hull, 3 shields, 3 force.
Oof.
Okay, you get...
That's half...
No, I give 0.75 to Zach, and Ryan can try to find a mistake in that for 0.25.
Oh, I don't remember what he said, though.
Too bad.
I'll just... Three. We just did this podcast, so 3 attack, 1 agility, 6 hull, 4 shields, 3 force.
That's it. That's 6 hull.
100% correct.
I don't remember what you said, Zach, so I'm going to try.
You said 8 hull.
Oh, you said 8 hull. Okay.
Round 7. Oh, guys, did you hear that music?
Yes.
Did you hear it?
I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it all.
Oh, my God. That special music means that this round, if you get a right answer, you get plus 2 points. But if you get a wrong answer, you get minus 1.
Oh, my gosh. That's so
sad. And that is the round that gets really complicated if you miss a steal question, because it's all break loose.
That's so savage.
Mr. Farmer, sir.
Yeah.
In the quick start rules document, what great piece of advice is given in the fleeing the battlefield entry?
Can I ask a rules question about the game? Wait a minute. You didn't explain that if I abstain to answer, do I just lose no points? It's like an SAT where I can just...
No. You cannot not answer.
I cannot not answer. Okay. Then it says you're a coward if you fly off the board.
Almost. Zach. So, minus 1 for Mr. Farmer.
Ah, boo.
You should avoid fleeing off the board?
Minus 0.5 for Zach.
I lose a whole point.
Be careful when flying near the edge, boys.
You know what? That's ridiculous. I lose a whole point. Lee loses half a point.
Yeah, because he tried to steal.
I mean, it's going to work the other way in a second.
So, Zach, for your question.
Yes.
According to the overview section in the quick start rules document,
oh God.
What happens after all ships have attacked?
You go to the cleanup step.
No, Ryan Farmer.
You start the end phase.
Just a bunch of lost points all over the place. After all ships have attacked, start a new round beginning with the planning phase.
What? That's absurd.
Oh yeah, because it's the quick start. It's the quick start guide.
Boo! Quick start guide. my timing windows.
Round 8. Ryan Farmer.
Yeah.
What is the nickname of Night Beast?
I don't know, Black 2?
Zach!
I was going to go with Black 4.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Ryan was actually kind of close. Obsidian 2, yeah.
Obsidian! No! I knew it! I wasn't... I knew Night Beast was Hal Runners. I totally... I'm the worst! Do I get any points for having a 2 in it? Come on.
No. You wish, but no.
That's absurd.
That is the cruel reality of the Loremaster Arena, my friend.
You get half points for upgrades, but you don't get points for... That's a much harder question. So I,
take a deep breath.
It's fine.
Calm down.
It's fine.
You are not pretty when you're angry.
I'm at my best when I'm angry. That's my secret.
Zach.
You were pretty calm when I saw you get table at Crate Cup.
Well, it's because I was not awake. Oh, Crate Cup.
Yes, I'm ready.
I get tabled a lot. I thought you meant the Coruscant.
They all blur together. Oh, I forgot about that.
Sorry, Bruno.
First official 2.0 tournament.
Guys, if I may.
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
According to the rule reference version 1.0.2, what does the players must use if multiple abilities resolve at the same time to determine the order in which the abilities resolve?
Player order.
Ryan.
The action cue.
Judge.
Oh, Jesus, that was close. If multiple abilities resolve at the same time, the players use the ability cue to determine the order in which the abilities resolve.
Ability cue, I meant to say, God!
Ah, man.
I meant to say, I can't believe it's an action cue. I had ability cue in my brain. All right.
So I guess it's a zero then, huh?
I got another half of that word, the phrase right, though.
I answered in the same language as the question, you know, for grass for straws here.
No, there's no points there.
Ugh, absurd. I knew the answer, too. I just, I'm a dumb idiot.
Well, now you know how I feel about the tie striker question.
Valid.
Because we at the Lore Master Quiz do not reward mediocrity.
Except for all those times we rewarded mediocrity.
I got here on mediocrity.
I'll show you mediocrity.
Round 9. Ryan Farmer.
That's me.
On the pilot cart of Sinker. No. Peter, il y a question, Peter. Pas capable.
On the pilot card of... He asked me to read the question, if you were wondering. On the pilot card of Sinker, one of the new ARC 170 pilots...
Oh, jeez.
How many Vulture-class droid fighters are in his pursuit?
What? What? Three? I don't know. Three?
Jesus, that was a good
guess. It was three.
Yeah.
I'm so mad because I actually knew that. I actually effing knew that.
The only reason I guessed three is because his initiative is three.
Zach.
Yes.
If you ask what Sinker's initiative is, though, I'll be pretty salty now.
What kind of upgrade is the new calibrated laser targeting?
Oh, that's easy.
That is...
Available in Wave 3.
That's easy.
What kind of upgrade?
That takes up a modification and a configuration slot.
Yes.
That was a really easy question there, Bruno.
We at the Lore Master Quiz take our contenders' passive-aggressive comments seriously. Please direct your discontent to our customer's service. As there is an important backlog of complaints and lawsuits, we suggest you shove it up your butthole to keep it warm in the meantime. Have a good day, valued contender.
We both knew the last one too, Farmer.
That's fair, but I have to admit that other one was much harder, and I only got that on a blind guess.
That sounds like you guys needed to know the art of X-Wing.
Round 10. This question is for Ryan Farmer.
Yeah, that's me.
Name one of the golden rules. Not the Gordon rule, but the golden rules mentioned...
Oh, not the Gordon rule.
No. Okay, I'll start again. Name...
Sorry.
It's all right.
Wait.
It's my thick accent. It's all right.
Okay. The Gordon rule?
Silence. Name one of the golden rules. Not the Gordon rule, but the golden rules mentioned in the rules reference version 1.0.2. But... You will get an additional 0.25 if you also explain the Gordon rule. Gordon rule.
The Gordon, like...
Yes, like the worst.
Well, sorry. I'll start with the Gordon rule, which is don't drink more than like 2 beers on a podcast, I think. And I think the golden rule is if there are any contradictions, then you follow the rules in the rules reference. Any contradictions in the standard rules guide, you follow the answer in the rules reference.
Judge?
Yes, that's correct.
Both?
The Gordon rule is close enough, I think. He's got the spirit of it. The golden rule's right.
Yeah. Well, okay. What I thought the Gordon rule was is that Aaron could not drink strong liquor while recording OCX. But it's three beers?
I believe it's three drinks in total, was my understanding.
Okay. Yeah, I my understanding was, I guess it's three drinks. Yeah, I said beer, but to me, beer is a drink.
I think it's both.
Okay, so you give 1.25?
Yep.
Ooh. Wait, is that, there are more than just that. Are there more golden rules?
Yeah, but you only had to name one rules. Of them. You only had to name one of them.
Zach should be able to name one to get points. If he can name another one.
Who the hell are you?
I'm just trying to be fair.
I am,
sir,
the host. I am the Lore Master Quiz host. I decide who gets question and points, Mr. Farmer.
I almost want to lose now, because I want to hear an entire episode of Farmer just arguing with you, Bruno, trying to commandeer your podcast from you.
But you know what? Every host that comes on my show does that. They all think they are in their show. Who am I? I'm just a French-Canadian guy that speak weird, so...
Oh, no. I just realized if I win, then I'm the prisoner. I'm the new prisoner. I'm the new
monkey.
You are
the new prisoner, yeah.
I gotta start singing.
Wait. Don't get ahead of yourself. You haven't won yet.
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't.
Plenty of time to sabotage myself.
Zach!
Yes?
What is the nickname of Ved Folslo?
But I have no idea.
Ryan.
I don't know, but I'll just say my favorite one, Braggadocious Baron. I don't know if that's right.
No, it's the Ambitious Engineer.
Oh, whatever.
In the TIE Advance.
I couldn't even remember what ship he flew.
I thought he was in the TIE Aggressor. I can't even remember.
I thought he was a Fang, but I'm like, no, I know all the Fangs.
Honestly, if you had asked what ship does Ved Folslo fly, I would have no shot.
He's Juno Eclipse now, though, right?
Yeah, sure. Whatever. No one cares.
Second intermission analysis. After another series of trivial X-Wing questions, the score is 3.91 for Monsieur Fermier and 2.5 for Monsieur Mathieu.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Peter, what is your assessment of the clash so far?
Ryan's popping off.
What does that mean?
That means he's doing well. That's what kids say now.
Is a comeback from the champion possible at this point, or is it already too late? Should we call it a night and go home, Peter?
Well, he's never lost before.
I see.
Hi, I'm Roran from Roran Sublight Sales. I am committed to offering you the best deals on used starships, including all recent Model T Z95 Headhunters. And now we're having our biggest sale ever, offering only 1% down and guaranteed approved lines of credit for all first-time customers. Cruise the galaxy in style without breaking the bank. And for a limited time only, we are offering a full 3,000 parsec warranty on all qualifying purchases. Roran Sublight Sales, where the ships may be secondhand, but the deals are first rate.
We are back for the final stretch of the Lore Master Quiz. Round 11. Ryan.
Yeah.
Where does the Inland Empire Aces broadcast come from, according to their Facebook group description?
Temecula?
Zach.
Texas?
Peter.
Yes.
Please read the answer.
Broadcasting from their crash-landed Gazanti cruiser in the middle of the Inland Empire.
Wow, good one.
Mitch, Trevor, Steven, and Gabe attempt to bring you the latest X-Wing news, strategies,
Peter. That was one of the questions. Who are the hosts of the... Goddammit.
Well, why put it in the answer? Whatever, we have 10 extra questions. So we'll be fine.
All right, so it's 0-0.
Zach.
Yes.
Which outstanding and virtuous...
Oh boy.
Virtuous. Australian X-Wing podcast recently announced the cessation of their broadcasting activities.
That'd be a hell of a pilot.
Yes.
Pour one out for them.
Sadly so.
Yeah, I was on their audio drama.
Yeah.
Round 12. Right.
Yeah, that's me.
FFG went to great length in the fundamental event document to define the roles of tournament participants. What are those roles?
I don't know. Pass.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
Mr. Mathieu.
Player, spectator, judge, and marshal.
Judge.
Well, it's 4 out of 5. That's what I judge.
Yes, you're a missing organizer.
Oh, those roll. Well, okay.
Yes.
When you said it, I thought you were asking what the player was. I was like, the player is the player, so I don't know. Clearly, I was wrong.
Half of 80% is 0.4 for you, Zach.
Pulling ahead. Oh, no.
0.4, much needed points.
Yeah.
Just so you know, before round 13, the score is 3.91 for Monsieur Farmier.
Uh-huh.
And 3.9 for Monsieur Mathieu.
Jesus.
What?
Oh, I just realized that I was doing the math. I'm like, oh, wait, I was down one point.
Oh man, this is crazy.
Oh boy.
And we thought the last quiz was
tight.
Were we wrong?
How many questions? 3 left?
3.5.
Unless we go to final salvo.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 3.5, because now it is Zach's question. Zach.
Yes.
During the Minoc Open stream by Gold Squadron, what is the average number of time per game that the words Twitch Prime and subscriber were pronounced?
Whoa.
No, that's void. That's not the right question. Peter, what the hell did you do there? You goddamn piece of shit, Peter.
Oh, that's a pretty good question. Do we have the actual data for that? That's the data I need.
No, that was a bad joke played by the intern. And now for the real question, Zach.
Okay.
Because like we said earlier, ethic and integrity is the definition of the Lore Master Quiz. So, according to FFG's fundamental event document, what is the focus of the relaxed tier
yep.
tournament?
The focus of the relaxed tier tournament should be to allow players to participate in a relaxed competitive environment.
Judge?
No.
Ryan?
I don't know, man. I'll keep my lead.
You need to try something.
What? Really?
Oh, yes.
You're not going to lose points.
I'm not losing points.
No.
Being welcoming to all players?
No.
Okay.
No. Peter, you want to inform the contestant?
Well, he had 4 words right. Tournaments at this tier are welcoming to all players.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of experience level, the focus is on creating a fun and friendly environment.
Oh, man.
Which I think we all know is impossible next.
I guess maybe I should have guessed that. Oh, well.
Round 13. Oh, music. Did you hear that, guys? Music.
Ba-da-ba-da-da.
Wow. Okay. So this is a special round because if you have a wrong answer, you give 1 point to your opponent.
Whoa.
Oh, yes. And he will be grateful. Ryan.
Yeah.
What are the upgrade slots on Saul Sixsa's ship?
Okay. Bomb, mod, title, crew. Turret. Sorry. It's really hard to think. That's all I got.
Zach.
Talent, turret, bomb, crew, and title, mod.
Wow. That's it?
Yes! Thank you, Josh.
Aw, man. Aw.
Ryan got 5 out of 7.
Yes. So, okay, we'll do it like that. He gets his 0.66. But gives 0.33 to Zach.
Weird.
Because of what he was missing.
So we each get 0.33?
No.
Oh.
You.
Oh, I get 0.6 and he gets 0.3 of the point.
No. You get 0.6, that's right.
Right.
And he get 0.3, but he get half a point for completing the question, having the question right. So in total, you get 0.66 and he get 0.83.
Oh, back on top.
Oh, no. That means it puts him ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Zach, for your question.
Yep.
Name all devices currently available in the game.
All devices currently in the game. Seismic charge, proton bomb, ConnorNet, cluster mine. I'm sorry, no cluster mine, proximity mine. Cluster mine does not exist. And that is all devices currently in the game.
Judge?
4 out of 5.
I know the other one.
Ryan, you can have half of half of half if you get what's missing.
Yep, it's bomblet generators, the other one.
Yep.
Yes.
Wishing for a pure second edition.
So it's 0.8 for Zach, and half of half of half of half for Ryan. So that's, let's say that's 0.2. No, it's half of 20%, so it's 0.1. 0.1.
Boo.
Round 14.
Oof, getting close. Getting spicy.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Spell. Yes, spell.
Whoa, I feel this. Oh, yes. I feel profiling.
Spell, motherfucker, spell. Spell the name of this ship AP5 is piloting with all of the numbers, slashes, and dashes.
No, you're not going to.
Start spelling right now.
Jesus. S H E A T H I P E D. D E dash C L A S S S H U T T L E.
Wow, perfect.
It's a good thing you don't have a webcam, my friend.
What are you insinuating, Bruno?
Nothing. 1 point for Ryan Farmer.
You shifty French Canadian, what are you insinuating?
Bruno, I'm hurt.
I bet you are.
Don't worry. Bruno thinks everybody's cheating in every single quiz. Including me.
Zach.
Yes.
Which of these two ships is the fastest? The YV-666 light freighter or the T-65 X-Wing?
Is this on the table or in Star Wars canon?
On the table.
On the table? That would be the YV-666.
And that is right.
Nice.
1 point. Because of the big base.
Yep.
The big base, yeah. Strong. Good one, Zach.
I think the X-Wing fighter has a faster sublight and light speed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That will be the next question in the quiz. The next lore question. Round 15 and final round of this segment. Ryan.
Yeah.
Who are you if you have the following ability?
Okay.
At the start of the engagement phase, if there is an enemy ship in your bullseye arc, gain 1 focus token.
That would be Soontir Fell, Ace of Legend.
It is. And that was a double dare for you because I was tempting you to sing, but you didn't.
Aha! I almost did, but I remembered the rule.
And the score is tight, so you don't want to be singing right now. Zach, for your final question.
Yes.
The one that might put an end to your reign. If you are playing the selfless hero, what will be the benefit for a friendly ship nearby?
If said friendly ship suffers... Once per turn, it's Big Stark later, I can suffer 1 uncancelled hit or crit from that ship.
Ryan, want to try to steal that?
No. That's what I would have said, so...
Unfortunately, it is not that. Peter.
Selfless Hero is actually one of my most played ships. It's Isege Tuketu.
What? Oh my god. That's not Big... Oh no, Biggs is Red 3.
So he gets Soontir Fell, and I get Isege.
You are the champion, Zach. I need to be harder on you. You know that. Otherwise, people will think we are in league.
You've been being harder at me on a high level tonight.
Zach, my boy, you feel like the host has been hard on you tonight. I hear you. It's not always easy to wear the crown of the champion.
Shut up, woman. The boy doesn't need your motherly and tender compassion. What he needs is to spend hours upon hours sitting on the toilet bowl, reading X-Wing cards. That is what champions do.
I was just trying to appease him.
I said shut the fuck up, woman.
It's okay though, Bruno.
That's only because I love you, Zach.
I know. I appreciate it. I feel it.
The score is so tight that we need to go to final salvo.
Ooh, I'm so hyped.
Because there is... Let me do some calculations so I know what's the difference between the scores.
What do you have to win by in order to win? You have to win by a margin?
You need to win my heart. That's what you need to win.
Oh. Man, I clearly have not done a good job if I haven't already.
By having more points. That's how you win his heart.
Okay, so there's a difference of 0.14 between the two of you.
Jesus.
There is an urgent need to go to final salvo questions.
Okay.
So we have a set of 5 salvo questions.
Uh-huh. May I ask a question, rules boss, sir?
Yes, but if I have the wrong answer, you lose 1 point.
Oh, okay. Are the rules any different in this final salvo, or is it just more questions? Like, are they, is it a...
Mr. Farmer, did you not realize yet that there is no rules?
Oh.
the rules are the same. There's nothing different.
Okay, got it.
Final salvo question 1. Ryan Farmer, for your first question.
Yeah. Can't believe you gave me a spelling question.
From FFG's Fundamental Event Document.
Mm-hmm.
Whose responsibility is it to abide...
No, no, Bruno. Read what you wrote.
No.
Don't correct along the way. Read what you wrote. Whose responsibility is tit, Bruno?
It's tit. Zach. It's Zach's responsibility.
Okay, Peter.
Too bad the listeners can't see that webcam.
Answer the question now.
old man Bruno's tired.
Can you restart the question, please?
From FFG's Fundamental Event Document, whose responsibility is tit to abide to the eligibility of an event?
Is whose the player's responsibility?
Correct.
Yes. I thought that was hard.
That was hard.
I knew that one instantly.
Keep talking Did about you? Tits and it might be.
Actually, as soon as you started with whose responsibility is it, I'm like, all right, well, it's the player, the judge, or the organizer.
It's not like not anyone's responsibility but the player to do anything.
Zach.
Yes.
Give one of the 4 responsibilities of a marshal according to the same document.
Enforce the rules? Answer.
There's more words than that.
Answer players' appeals from judges.
Well, we need to read the wall of text that is there to make sure that we can find what you just said.
I think it's right. I think that's pretty correct.
We don't care what you think, Ryan. You are the contender.
Farmer, did you not hear the warnings about trying to take control of the show?
I guess that's fair.
I think that's covered in the second one.
Please read it.
Providing final determinations when they answer game rules and event regulation questions themselves or when they personally resolve disputes between players regarding the game state.
Ryan, what do you think?
You know what?
It doesn't matter what you think, Ryan.
It doesn't.
It's debated.
You asked anyway, though.
So it's 1 point for Zach.
Oh, shit, Bruno. We can't do this next final salvo.
No, because question. You screwed it.
Yeah, because I ruined it. Yeah. Whoopsie.
But we can do the first part.
Yeah, but then we're uneven. Unless you skip the next one.
Oh, you know what? I'll come up with 1 question on the run. Final salvo question number 2. Ryan.
Yeah.
What is the intro music of the Salt Mines podcast?
Oh, man. Calling me out. I don't know. I've never listened to them.
Zach.
I've also never listened to them, but I'm guessing it's the Boba the Fett song. It's literally a tribute podcast to the Crate podcast. I actually think it's kind of weird.
Yes, but you both are wrong because they don't have any intro.
That's what I thought. I was like,
they just start talking like, boom, here we are. We talk. Bada bim, bada boom.
It's a strong trick question.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, Peter, you can go with your question for Zach.
What is the nickname of Zertik Strom?
Loyal advisor.
That's wrong. Ryan, you got anything?
Braggadocious Baron.
Range 1 bag of dicks.
Range 1 bag of dicks.
So the answer was pitiless administrator. Which I thought was ridiculous. That's why I chose the question.
A pitiless administrator. What is he, like a vice principal? Like,
yeah, and the other one's an engine. They gave tie advance to weird people.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
We made the prototype better and we fucked this one up. All right, let's just give it to Vader and some assholes.
I feel like it's like his the vice principal's Christmas bonus. Like, yeah, we got you a tie advance. Like, oh, it's like a Prius.
Yeah, sucker. Final salvo number 3. Ryan Farmer.
Yes.
Which TIE IN interceptor pilot has a cost point of 52?
Is it Turfener?
No.
Oh.
Zach.
Sunterfell.
Yes, Ryan, you want to say that?
No, I do not.
All right, 0.5 for Zach. Zach!
Yes.
The primary result of a hidden research facility on Imdaa Alpha produced which starfighter?
The TIE Phantom.
Easy.
What do you mean, easy?
Easy. Nah, everyone's played that game.
Easy for you geeks and nerds, but not for me.
I knew that because of the event. I actually, that game came out
over... on Imdaa Alpha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah.
That event was like what got me into X-Wing. I remember, actually, it's funny because you had one of the Fosses on talking about getting trashed by Morgan. And like that was like the second or third stream I watched after Assault on Imdaa Alpha.
Final salvo number 4. Riot.
Yes.
The Scum Fleet can count on how many medium-based ships?
2?
Zach Matthews, would you like to try to steal?
Yes, I would like to try to steal. Just trying to make sure there's not one that I'm forgetting because I believe it's 3.
No, it is 5.
5?
Yes, Peter.
Aggressor assault fighter.
Oh, I forgot about the IG. Oh, the IGs and the damn fire spray.
Fire spray class patrol craft, G1A starfighter, the Kimogila, and the Skurg bomber.
And the Skurg.
I was just thinking of all the B-Wing equivalents, and I totally forgot the large base ships that got moved down.
I literally only thought of the fire spray and Forlom. Whoops.
Zach.
Yes.
From what was announced, the upcoming Resistance faction will have how many ships?
4. Wait. Yeah, 4. 4 it is.
Yes.
Yep, it's 3 plus the A-Wing.
It's the T-70 X-Wing, the RZ-2 A-Wing, the MG-100 Star Fortress FF-17, and the Scavenge YT-1300.
Yep. Zach's pulling ahead. Oh no.
Final salvo 5. Guys, this is it.
The last set of questions.
This is it.
You've been fighting for like an hour and a half now that I will reduce to like 45 minutes after editing.
This is an endurance race here.
Yes. You should make Chris Sheriff do it. I heard he loves editing.
Monsieur Fermier.
That's me.
C'est votre dernière question. In which version of the beloved FFG Squad Builder app was the error that prevented red action icons from being properly displayed on a mobile fixed?
Version 1.17?
Zach!
That was a tough one.
No, it's really not. It's a coin flip between two, and I was hoping you would guess wrong. I'm gonna go with 1.04.
Yes!
Yes! Fuck yeah!
Nice.
Yeah, it was... Well, no, I'm not gonna tell people my secret to answering all builder questions.
Pro tip, I haven't opened the builder since launch, so...
I love that one of their first things they did with the builder is they added the credits. The first up, they're like, we're updating regularly. And then I look, I'm like, oh, what are the updates? Because I work in software. What are the updates? Added credits. Holy shit. That is the dankest thing they could have done. All right, you guys fuck this up. Update 1, your names.
Okay, final question. Zach.
Yes.
What are the odds in percentage of rolling a critical hit if I throw 1 red dice?
16%.
Ryan, you want to try something?
Try it. Did he get it wrong?
Yeah.
Yes. If I go to you after he answers his questions, it's because he got it wrong. It's a shame that you get that concept at the last question of the show.
Well, you said try something. You said try something. I was like, try a dance?
try singing. Try...
12.5%.
Yes.
Get wrecked. I've been doing math lately, people. if you had asked me that like 2 months ago, I would have been like, 2?
Peter.
Yes.
Let us use the following commercial to calm ourselves down, because what will come next is something else.
This is where we would find the OCX radio epic and inspiring commercial, but it seems that Aaron the Coach Krull did not understand the request from marketing. Maybe it has something to do with the host's thick accent. Let's hear what we received for the OCX commercial.
Hello everyone, this is Aaron the Coach Krull from OCX Radio Podcast, wishing all the luck and best to Millennium Condor de la Befusion. pretty sure I said that wrong. That's fine. I'm American and I'm ignorant. So, boom, got it.
We are back after a grand total of 20 X-Wing beginners question. The score is 8.67 for the loser, Monsieur Fermier.
Aww.
Well, Monsieur Fermier, you gave it your best.
I did.
Your considerable resources were of small help. You had to rely only on your wits.
Yeah.
And shamefully failed.
Yeah, I did.
Not only did you fail yourself, you introduced doubt in the minds of your legions of followers.
Yeah, sure did.
Monsieur Fermier.
Yes.
You knew the risk and possible repercussion of tonight's outcome.
I did.
It is now time to face it with grace and dignity as only a has-been Hollywood superstar is capable of.
That's 100% correct. I absolutely did my very best to win this so that I could come on again every week.
Your name will be added to the Fallen Podcast Celebrity Bus Tour pamphlet.
Perfect.
Alongside Peter Lavoie Mascot, Dion Morales, Blair Bunky, Gordon Burke, Chris Chico Brown, and Chris Sheriff.
Hopefully I'm not in the same tier as Gordon.
Peter, please share some vanquished wisdom to appease this shattered diamond.
I don't know Zach's score, but that was damn close all the way through. Good stuff. It's good stuff. It's fun. It's a lot more fun when it's not a complete stomp.
Nice.
And now, with an inconceivable final score of 10.03, it is my honor to renew and confirm for the 7th time the sanctified title of Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated upon this revered champion, Zach Matthews!
Seven times Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated. What is the second thing that comes to your mind after such a trial?
The second thing that comes to my mind.
That's what the script says.
I believe that gives me the same number of championships as Bart Starr, so that's pretty cool.
Is it true that you are considering following Chris Sheriff's fashion advice to let your hair grow out in front?
I forgot that he gave me that advice. I mean, maybe. I usually don't cut anything during the winter. It gets cold here.
How do you foresee your future after this? Is a world tour in order?
I mean, I thought that was the plan, right? Get some Aussies, get some Euros on here.
Seven times Alpha, X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000, until defeated. From the depth of your secret training facilities, you've been carefully rehearsing this moment. Podcast hosts around the world are presently shaking like sick elderly chihuahuas at the thought of being challenged to enter the Lore Master arena and face their end. Please, Alpha X-Wing... Fuck, c'est long. Please, Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated. Tell us who might be your next victim.
He's gonna be Almighty King, so enemies beware.
Minus 1 point
well,
for
I've never seen
farmer.
A king of lore with so much manly hair. He's gonna be the main event like no king was before.
Farmer, you need to stop that.
I, Zach Matthews, Alpha X-Wing, Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 till defeated, challenge Tim Dugan of Radio TCX.
Interesting choice. Do you have what it takes, Tim Dugan? Don't worry, Tim. You'll get a chance to show your worthlessness soon enough. What message of hope would you like to pass on to the X-Wing masses in these times of dread, Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated?
Message of hope. The Clone Wars are coming.
Shame and disregard, contender. Please end your misery by closing this episode. In French, Canadian.
In French, Canadian? pour des questions insensées sur X-Wing miniatures, nous sommes Millennium Condor Lore Master Quiz.
So who's strangling a dog right now? Do you hear that? Somebody's strangling a dog.
Yeah, I hear some dogs going at it.
Oh, that's me. I can't hear.
Well, dogs are dying in your background, man.
Is that your Belgian roommate?
No. It's not my roommate's Belgian girlfriend. I don't know what that was implying, but no.
I don't know what sounds people who speak other languages make. I've never met one.
I can't believe he has.
His legendary patience and hosting skill allows him, episode after episode, to contain and manage his co-host's constant eruptions and ramblings. He was a.
C'est pas eruption, interruption, esti.
Did I say eruption?
Yes!
At least you didn't say erections.
That's so good.
I don't even want to say the right thing because he's going to edit it in.
Please say eruptions. It's perfect.
Yes. Okay, Arzile.
No, I'm not saying it again. You got what you got.
Wait, it's not.
C'est de la merde que t'as fait, Orphelie.
It's not supposed to be eruption. I thought that was appropriate.
It's not supposed to be eruption.
Well, it should be because that's
leave it at eruptions. It's better.
Okay. On va le laisser comme ça, mais Orphelie, s'il te plaît.
To contain and manage his co-host's constant interruptions and
rambles. Non, recommence du début, je serais pas capable de monter ça.
From the beginning? God damn it.
I won't be able to edit that, man. It's all screwed fuck now.
Do you guys think Oozing Micropenis would be a Keyforge deck name?
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
Your prediction for what's to come, please.
You mispronouncing things.
What's new? Tell me something I don't know, buddy. Come on. Peter, now that we got the legal stuff out of the way, your prediction for what's to come.
Did you have a stroke? You already asked me that.
God damn it. I'm trying to say it right.
Oh. Yeah, you said it fine.
Okay, you said I was mispronouncing stuff.
No. I said, you asked me what's going to come.
Oh!
What's my prediction for what's to come?
Okay.
That's so good.
Wait. Don't sell the... How do you say that, Peter? Vendre la peau de l'ours avant de l'avoir tué.
Eat tabarnak. I don't know how to say that in English.
Well, don't put the... Comment on dit ça? Mettre les bœufs en avant de la charrue.
Holy... Where are you getting these expressions? I've never heard these.
No, I was the bartender.
You got your bartender's license?
Oh, I was a bartender for like 3 or 4 summers.
How have we not abused this before? Why are you not making us drinks at every event? Do you hate us? I would pay money to see Bruno fight a French waiter.
Yo, I'm in on that.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm starting a new podcast. It's the Carolina Crates International Fight Master Podcast.
Perfect. Yeah. But
who
you
will
know what?
Be the International Fight Master?
Break all the fucking rules. They go to hell with Superman and die.